Hi there, Daniel. Daniel, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Of course, it's my job to get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And also, since it is a very well-established business, I can apply that reduced rate here, make it even more affordable for you. A happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Very good. No rain. Good. I'm good.
Yeah, of course. Well, you've been in business for a very long time, and congratulations on that. I'm looking at a website, kind of a bit of an older site, but you definitely see the value to having your business listed on Google, right?
Yes.
I mean, a website is great when people see it. So we might even be able to do a new website for you. It looks like this one was done in 2009. We could make it a little bit more modern, a little bit more user-friendly for you. Put it right there where more people are looking, whether it's, you know, any part of in and around Seattle, you know, anywhere in your service area, King County. So we'd be, you know, targeting both the high-end residential clients and some of the smaller jobs that you might be looking for. It's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. There's a Facebook ad campaign, social media, Google, Bing, Yelp, of course, Apple Maps. Wherever someone is, as long as they're in King County looking for someone who does concrete work, whatever they type in, your business will pop up. And even with these older photos on there, it's pretty clear that you do beautiful work. And if someone needs your services and they can see, wow, this guy's been doing it for 2 decades. His work is gorgeous. They're going to want to call you, right? The best part about this is the calls come to you. So there's no lead fees, right? You're not paying for a lead or chasing that lead down. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just a flat rate, Daniel. And since your business has been around for 20 years, you qualify for reduced pricing. Actually, our legacy rate for businesses that have been around for 20 years or more is 50% off the normal cost of the service. It saves you $300 every single month. It's month to month. You're looking at a flat rate of $299. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. The calls come to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that. Now, you do have a website. It is functional. There's nothing inherently wrong with it, except it's a little outdated. I'm not going to charge you for a new site, but we do want you to have something that people can see that really grabs their attention. So we'll build, host, maintain, and even update a website for you included at no additional cost. Now, being that it is month to month, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Google it, right?
I'm paying $1,000 a month now for like 5 weeks in December.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a lot of money. I mean, you know, there are other services out there, Angie Leads and things like that, and you're locked into a contract. We go month to month for a good reason. Our job is to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, and just earn your business. Of course, since it's month to month and no contract, you can actually stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If we get more work than you can take on for you, if you want to go on vacation, you can pause it. We don't charge you during that fact, but it is, like I said, on a month-to-month basis. Now, you will get a reporting and tracking system, too, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. A lot of our clients are perfectly happy just asking someone who's never called them before, hey, where'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? They say, oh, well, I saw your website on the first page of Google. So that's how a lot of our clients know that the service is working. You're definitely going to get more phone calls, and you know, you offer quite a lot of different services there, so we'll definitely be able to help you get your phone ringing. Now, do you prefer like driveways, patios, stairs, walkways, fire pits, any of that, all of that?
No fire pits at all. If you can have driveways, patio, sidewalk, that's enough.
That's plenty already, right? That's enough. And you do stamped concrete, decorative concrete too, right?
That's not something I want to advertise. I don't want to advertise it. I do stamping. The color's making me unhealthy from breathing.
Oh.
Too much.
I hear you. Yeah, so not something you would definitely, not something you want to advertise for, but if a customer wants it, yeah, and willing to pay for it, you might go that extra mile for them. Well, the best part about this is that it's very targeted, Daniel. So we're only going to list you for the services you most want to be found for, and then, of course, people call you. And with the photos that we put on the website, that's going to be very particular to the work you want to display. Now, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the site would be included as well. So if you do another job that you're very proud of and you want those photos on the website, we can always add additional photos and content later on down the road, and there's no additional cost for that. Now, it looks like the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number not only for you but also for the business, right? The primary business number is 253-304-9862?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then I was looking for an email address for your business. I do see that that website does have like a contact form that people can fill out, but is it tvman104@yahoo.com? Is that still a good email address for you?
Yeah, that's the one I'm using.
Okay, perfect. And then, oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's an address on the website, the 24816 20th Avenue. Is that current too?
No, that's when I made the website back in
2009. That's an older one. What? Yeah, like I said, the website is 2009. What about 20412 100th Avenue Southeast?
No, okay. That one is fine. The thing is, I don't want to give up where I live.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Regardless of what address we list, and the reason I asked about the original one is it's right there on the website for everyone to see. Now, my understanding is that your business itself is service-based, meaning you go out to the customer, no one comes to you.
Sure.
There's not a physical address, not a showroom or a location, and of course you wouldn't want anyone driving out and knocking on your door, right? I mean, Google doesn't want that either, especially since you're out in the field most days. If you don't see customers come to you, Google won't list any physical street address. You'll just be listed city and state, and then of course we can target anywhere in King County and even outside of the area. We're not just going to draw a big circle around you. Like I said, we'll use very strategic and specific ads to target cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, we do want to make sure, Google wants to ensure that the businesses on the first page are actual legitimate businesses. That 20412 100th Avenue, is that your residence currently?
No, I moved from there.
You moved. Okay. So we may need to send a PIN card your way, although we might also be able to do like a video verification. But where are you currently receiving your mail?
Yeah, I'll give you that. 13118. Southeast 234th Street.
Okay.
In
that's
Kent.
Kent still, right? Yeah, that's Kent. 98031, right? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then, oh, Daniel, what is your last name, by the way?
Okay, last name is V-I. The first name, Daniel, is English. Daniel is, my first name is T as in Tom, A, N as in Nancy, I-E-L-A.
So you go by Daniel, but it's actually T like Tom, A-N like Nancy, I-E-L-A.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
And I go by TV. I go by TV, my initial.
Okay. Like your email address. So,
yeah.
And your last name again was V like Victor?
Yes, I.
Uh-huh. It's V-I?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And you go by TV. That's your nickname,
yes.
but not Daniel. Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
No.
I've got that fixed in our system here. So if you don't have any other questions for me, I'm going to do a couple of things. One, of course, we're going to secure the listing. The business name is still ATA Contracting, right? That's how you want the company to appear? Perfect. So we're going to close out the category, work exclusively with ATA Contracting. That means we won't be working with your competitors, okay? That gets you a much higher return on investment and allows us to offer the service on a month-to-month basis and get you the maximum results. I'm going to do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We're going to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians, and that way we can talk to you a little bit more in depth about how you want your new website to look, any mission statement if you've got one, like a slogan or a motto, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded like knowledgeable, obviously trustworthy, experienced, client satisfaction, job one. You know, we will create that content for you, and then, of course, we'll take care of that in a follow-up call. The other thing that I'll do here before we get you off the phone, and it's required of us, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer, and TV, it attaches to your account so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that there's no long-term contract, that we are waiving the initial setup fee, reducing the cost of the service because you are well-established as a business, and that will actually include the website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
It's fair. There's no problem. Okay, I won't have payment until morning. I just deposited
until the morning.
Clear. Until tomorrow morning. Yeah,
tomorrow morning.
Yeah, recording is
that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're booked out for 3 o'clock for our client interview anyway. The first available is 7 a.m. That's probably too early for you. There's an 8, 9, 10, and 11.
Nine is good.
Okay. So we'll have the client interview. We'll have that follow-up call scheduled for 9 o'clock, and then we will process that payment just prior to that 9 o'clock appointment. Would that work?
That sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to read tomorrow's date then into the voice verification as the start date. Tomorrow's date, the 21st, not today, the 20th. So like I said, the voice verification...
Thank you, Paul.
Oh, no problem. Absolutely. The voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification TV. This part of the call is, in fact, recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
ATA Contracting.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, TV, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Daniela V, going as TV. And owner of ATA Contracting.
Perfect. And Mr. V, as the owner of ATA Contracting, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people who need your services are able to reach out to you and contact you directly. So for that specific reason, we do actually request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. TV, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
perfect. Our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, Mr. V, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And of course, it's month to month. The reason we ask is, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So although we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, of course you will not need to, we are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. TV, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Mr. V, we will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll update that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, since you will always go out to the customer and no one comes to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we also do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with me being able to apply that well-established business rate with the setup fee waived, with it being month-to-month, and, of course, the updated website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually be waiving, will be charged tomorrow's date, the 21st of December, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. TV, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, Mr. B, it is month-to-month on a fixed month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 21st of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It's for well-established businesses. You'll always be a well-established business moving forward. Even if our price goes up for that particular package, your price will never go up. You're grandfathered in at that locked flat rate of the $299, and it is an exact amount. As I mentioned, it is on a month-to-month basis, no long-term contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And of course, as I mentioned, you can pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even if necessary, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. TV, all that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. V, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. TV, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. V, we will not be charging the card until just before the 9 o'clock client interview tomorrow, but will that be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Okay, it's going to be MasterCard. Let me go look for the cards.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be on a Visa.
Okay. Is the name on that particular card your name, the business name, or both?
my name, Tanya LV.
No middle initial. And you said it was a Visa.
Oh, okay. There's a middle initial L on the card.
L, okay. And then TV, you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4, all Visa cards do. TV, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4342-5820.
Mm-hmm.
3103.
Okay.
5088.
Yes, sir. And then the expiration month and year?
0527.
05 of 2027. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
702.
702? 702? Was it 702 or 703?
Oh, 702.
702. And then I've got May or 05 of 2027 for the expiration date. TB, was the card itself 4342, 5820, 3103, 5088?
Yes, that's all.
And does that bill at the home address, the 13118 Southeast 234th
yes.
Street? Okay. So yes. Tomorrow, right when we process that payment, right before 9 o'clock, you'll get a confirmation email that has our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., that specific time. There will also be the email address for our support team. It's just support@localsplash.com. And if you email the support team, of course, you can do that 24/7, and they'll follow up with you within the following business day. You'll receive all of that information tomorrow, and then we'll do the client interview right after it. I'm going to set up a little bit of extra security for you. In fact, our client interview technician might ask you for the answer to the security question. Anyone who calls us and says that they are with ATA Contracting, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, TV, we might still ask you for the answer to the question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will for sure need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the answer and the question, especially in about 3 or 5 business days when your website is completed. If you get any phone call asking you for more money or anything like that, if they say they're Local Splash or they say they're Google, make sure they know my name and the answer to the security question or even the question itself. Your options for your security question are the city that you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you like for your security question?
The city.
The city? And then what is the answer?
It's H-I-H-I-F-O.
Was that F like Frank?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is that in Tonga?
Yes.
Okay.
How
I
did you know?
Well, I there's one of our technicians here. She's actually been with us even longer than I have. I've been with the company for 10.5 years. But she's from there as well. So she's been, I think, 11 and a half years, something like that. So I've known her for a very long time. So you're all set and squared away there. Tomorrow when we process that payment, you're going to receive both the confirmation email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. It's going to ask that you read through it. It's going to ask that you click a couple of boxes, one that you are allowing us to send text messages or SMS messages through the computer, that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and then you're going to want to type in your first and last name exactly as it appears. So there's a middle initial on there, but not a period after the middle initial. The T, L, and V are all capitalized. In fact, you can copy and paste it. Just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. It'll look very, very self-explanatory, easy to understand when you see it tomorrow. I just wanted to give you that heads up. And you're going to click the confirm signature box. That's going to allow us to do the initial audit to make sure the information for your business that's out there already is accurate, for us to fix it if it is not. And then, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we've included the website, etc. You'll only get it a few minutes before your voice, your client interview. So if you have any questions or concerns, our technician can walk you through that when we do the client interview tomorrow. It is scheduled for 9 o'clock, and I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You'll receive an automated email at 8 o'clock tomorrow, just an hour prior to that scheduled call. Just a reminder that the call is scheduled at 9. The call itself might get you a couple of minutes after 9. It's a 1 hour window, but the call takes about half an hour. If I am myself in between phone calls, when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning to answer any questions you have and introduce your technician to you. I might be on a call, and I don't get a lot of advance notice. But if I am on a call, they'll take care of you either way. They'll do a really good job of helping you out. I do actually hope that I'll be able to speak with you briefly tomorrow in that 9 o'clock hour. The client interview is scheduled. The calendar invite is going out to you. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview in English. And then it's got your phone number. Oh, it's going to have your username, too. That reminds me, when you hit the confirm signature on that one email that you'll see tomorrow, it will ask you to log into your tracking system. It will ask you for a username and a password. You don't have to worry about that. Our automated system is inviting you to log into your tracking system, which actually won't be activated until after we do the client interview. But you'll get by text and email your username and a default password that you can change if you like. Your username's already been assigned, and it's easy to remember. It's just your phone number with the area code included, the number that we're speaking on. No dashes or spaces or parentheses, just the 253-304-9862. That's your username. We'll get you that default password once the tracking system is activated, and you can change that password if you like. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Been a real pleasure speaking with you. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing. And I do hope, like I said, that I'm available to speak with you in that 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. But you take care. You enjoy the rest of the evening. Thanks again.
Wait. Sure. Paul?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Yeah. I think I have my money in there now.
Oh. I can see if it's okay. I can process that payment now.
I got a notice that it's... Give me one.
Yeah, no problem. Just putting a couple of...
No,
not there. Okay, that's okay. We'll do it tomorrow. And like I said, we'll do your client interview still at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, thank you, TV. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir. Real pleasure speaking with you.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.